Yeah, woo! Death Crew Society on the air Monday night. It's one thing it means, Monday Maniacs. Hey, man, Colonel has got some room in here today. What's going on, man?
I don't know. I just think it's funny. Just care right from the start. The Three Musketeers. Hey, Karen, no, sorry, not tonight. Frank's just a little under the weather and couldn't make it.
Things are not well in the great state of Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma! Oklahoma! Oh, my ass meat!
Yes, indeed. He got his second dose. He is vaccinated, but boy, it whooped his candy ass, and he is out of here tonight. Fear not. We're going to carry on. Like I said, we got plenty of room in here, man. We can stretch out. This is great.
It's great. And be fair, to make up for the loss of his hair, I didn't even bother fucking combing this thing for my hair tonight.
Nice. No, but we wish the best. Crankster, if you're watching, dude, and not seeing like triple and whatever and freezing and fevered out, get well, dude. We'll be ready for you to get going on next Monday, of course. It's going to be a good one, too. We have a special guest, Christy Hart Hoy, joining us live to give her list, and we're going to figure out what makes her tick, too, at the same time. It's going to be fun. Man, we got all kinds of I just don't believe it. Tonight, it's 1998, and I kind of want to give a smack to the person who suggested this one, but
could be worse.
It could be worse.
Not everything in 98 was terrible. I mean, fucking the Monday Night Wars were fucking popping. You know, there's some positives in 98.
A lot of horror went by unnoticed. We can say that pretty much freely there. Before we get going, though, we got to do the business. I'm going to do my best here without the crankster in the room. But here it is. There's the subscription stuff. We're on Twitch now, too, which Colonel's promo, that cracked me up. Because when we're shooting those things, I can't see them. It's funny as hell. But yeah, get out there, do your thing. Tell somebody to subscribe. Give us a hand. You know how this shit works. We got the store going, brand new items. I'm actually wearing a new one tonight, the hearse.
Nice. Oh,
baby. I'll move them up later.
And we got this. Oh, wait. No, we don't.
Oh, wait. We don't.
Worry. Not officially licensed. We can't sell it. Oh, wait.
But, you can join up with the rest of the final girls and boys. Like, here's your camp counselor, and here's your crazy Ralph, and, of course, the final girls. That's the big one when you get all the extra stuff and shirts and everything. And if you want to go in the store and buy something, there's the coupon code, Thanks Maniacs. Get your couple of bucks off, and it's wonderful. We got the podcast, audio. If you can't watch this and all of our beautiful mugs, yeah, right. You can take us in your ears wherever you go. We're out there. Wherever you get your favorite podcast, you can get us too. Yeah. Okay. Damn.
Sorry, that was killing me. People seeing the fucking wall behind me. I'm like,
So how was your week, man? We had the NFL draft go down. And for guys like Colonel and myself, our teams, this is like the Super Bowl for us. This is as good as it gets for the whole football season.
Yes, yeah, so this is where they build me up. And bring me back down by fucking November. So,
week three injury for the season. Shit. Once again,
don't do it. Don't do
it. No, it's a complete rebuild here in Detroit, so it's fine. We're good. They seem to do okay. I never know. I like to see them play before I make my final judgment. But yeah, overall, I'm happy. They filled a few of the many myriad of holes they have. It's getting a little dirty there.
Hold on, before we get too nerdy, because no one wants to hear us talk about this
shit. I know. I'm just getting ahead.
You're welcome.
Dude.
You're welcome, because you fuckers try to trade up getting Cincinnati spot. We're like, oh, no, because you wanted a fucking Sewell. And it was a toss-up between Sewell and Jamar Chase here, but
they wanted it.
They took Chase. So everybody got their guy.
When they didn't make that deal, I thought for sure that, yep, that's it. He's going there because obviously they need a guy for your guy to keep up on his feet. But they just couldn't resist the reunion to get him back together with his boy. And man, there's fireworks if they can keep him healthy. That's going to be great for Cincinnati. But all right, there you go. That was it for that. The draft. Crank got sick. You know, it's just we got some other stuff besides our 1998 lists, by the way. Get yours together and throw them up in there. I'll have Colonel run through and get the comments going here in a second, but we're also going to drop some photos of the Children of the Corn remake coming. It's a direct remake based on the novel, and it's ignoring the movies altogether. We've got some shots from the set and the photos. We're going to drop those for you, and then we can talk about one more thing. George A. Romero lives somewhat. Twilight of the Dead is coming at us. Now, this has been... George wrote the treatment, or almost all the treatment, and his spouse, I guess, is overseeing it with some other writers that were involved with the project, making sure this was to be George's farewell to the zombie genre. Those last two he did, especially that...
Don't shit on Diary of the Dead.
No, I'm not, but the one after that...
You can shit on Survival of the Dead. I'm not going to lie. We'll save that for later.
Right. We'll get to it. Yes. We got, we'll talk about that. So give us your thoughts on that. So shit, man, it's time to get Monday Maniacs going. And shit, we might as well just go right to the Cranks list, I think. Hey, what do you say? First, why don't you jump on the comments and catch us up on that?
All right. That sounds like a plan. So I will be filling in for the role as Red Crank tonight. I will try to do him justice. These are big shoes to fill. Just let me know when you're ready, Ziggy.
Okay.
We should probably get back to the comments and say hi to everybody.
That's what I was just saying. I'll click the stuff. You don't need to click nothing. I'm just saying. I was like, why don't we check it on the comments?
Why don't you go and check on the comments? I got to try to get in the zone.
Okay, dude.
Bring out my inner crank.
Tyrone. They're saying it themselves. Woo! Ick! Woo. James! Andy! Welcome. God damn it, welcome. All good in the hood, yes. All right, FaZe, welcome, sir. Woo! All right.
We all sound like Fat Bender. When I get started to hear the rolling, it's like, woo!
Luke! Luke says, this was a pretty easy year to get a list for. I disagree, sir. It's not so hard to build a list. It's just the quality is few and far between, in my opinion, on this list. Patricia, hey everybody.
Hey Patricia. Welcome. Kane Hodder in Pittsburgh in November.
Hopefully, Disturbing Behavior is on the list, says James. Well, we don't know. We just don't know. Ick, more woos with Ick. Wild yelling. That movie was okay. What movie? Disturbing Behavior?
In their comments, yeah.
That's the only other one, Disturbing Behavior. That was mentioned. Yep, okay, they're saying it's pretty good. Look at this right here. S. Michael, I don't think there was a worse year for horror. That is debatable because we've had a couple of whoppers on here already that were like, whoo.
Now, I'll say 1998 definitely makes the list of one of the worst years for horror. There's no debating that. I just don't know if it's the worst. That might be a fun top five to go through sometime.
Man, 2005 is pretty bad, according to James. Yes. And 1995 tops the worst year. I think that's what somebody challenged us. They gave us
it was Luke. One of them.
It was Luke. See, Luke, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? All right. 1996 wasn't good either. Boy, there's a lot of comments. You guys are talkative tonight. Of course, he's late again. No. No, no. He's not coming this time. I'd be surprised if he pops in the comments, maybe. That's about as much as he could muster. Dave is at work just listening. Might not chime in as much. That's okay, Dave. Be safe there. Thanks for tuning in, though. Appreciate it.
Hey, one comment, eh?
Right. Yeah. Well,
North, I got to make him feel welcome.
S. Mike, he really had a hard time finding good horror movies from 98. Makes him feel kind of glad he spent most of the year at a drunken haze. You and the rest of us, man, that's for sure. He's doing his hair. See, Crank, you're getting jabbed even from here. This is great.
It would be funny to run that Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I'll have to dig that out and get that up here again. Colonel is doing the hand thing a la Vincent Price. Yes. We love Vincent Price, man.
Who doesn't?
Okay, so it's double trouble tonight. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Yes, I'll accept that. Crank, there's some sympathy for you. Aww. Nice tease, fellas, from Tyrone. Thank you. You can actually purchase this one. It's available in the shop now.
Brand new.
Have I seen the hearse? I have. I think, if I recall, it was number 6 if we did that year. I thought we did that year where the hearse was one of the choices, wasn't it?
I'll be honest, these all kind of run together. I have to go back.
Running together. Ick says, love you in my ear hole. Oh, boy.
You know, coming from, if that came from anybody else, I'd be a little creeped out, but knowing that's Ick.
It's Ick.
I'm okay with it. I'm like, yeah.
Hey, man, if Mrs. Ick is okay with it, what can we say? You know what I mean? Luke watched the draft, too. The Vikings did decent. Don't know how the season will finish. Yeah, you know what? You're in my division with those fucking Packers and fucking Bears who traded up to get Ohio State's guy. So I don't do sports ball. We're going to let the sports ball go, too. I just had to bring it up. That was, you know, we usually talk about what we did the week. Well, I did. I watched some draft. I was sick, too. I had this nasty sore throat pop up. And, you know, I was in the hospital. You know, went to the hospital for like 5 hours just to figure out it was nothing, and then COVID test, nothing. So, and the next day I felt fine. Who the fuck knows?
That's good.
Ooh, a new remake. Yes, Kira. Children of the Corn, more traditional to the book. We will see. We will see. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Uh-oh. Ick says Crank did not wash his dick. There you go. This is the result.
I give this advice every fucking week. It's simple. Just wash your dick. You won't get sick. He was putting those fucking meat grabbers on his fucking shoulder. All right, I want it right here. And then, yeah.
Luke, Dire of the Dead wasn't bad. Yeah, I agree. I like that one. I own that one. But the one after that, terrible. Just terrible. Colonel Crank. Colonel Crank?
Oh, Colonel Crank. I'm Crank tonight.
Brenda and Eric Armstrong chiming in saying, hey, guys. Hey to you. Welcome. Thanks for popping in. And there she is, Purple Goth. Long time. Yes. Where have you been?
We have missed you.
Missed.
I thought we'd have to put you to sleep across the pond.
Yep. Too late. The hearse was out in 1980. Yes, Purple. Thanks for coming back in. You're here for 1998 movies. And we're just about to get to it because that is the last comment finally. All right.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so it's 1998. We've got lists.
We got lists. So you ready? I'm just going to run through this.
Hang on a minute. Here comes Cranks.
I got his. Oh, just let me know when you're ready. You got pulled up. No.
Stupid jumping mouse. There. Okay, don't worry. I'll pause so you can talk and say them and stuff, you know? You don't have to buzz right through. I got the pause button on it.
All right, hold on. I got to be real animated.
You want me to read them? Guys, here we go.
I'm gonna be real fast about this. Coming in at number 5.
Oh, hang on. You're doing yours? You're doing your list.
I'm doing Crank's list.
Okay, here it is.
All right. So coming in at number 5, Disturbing Behavior. I really like the atmosphere of this film. It's a real good character development. Like, we really dive deep into the script on this one. And I feel like an asshole for kind of mocking him with this. But if he's watching, I'm sure he's having a good sickly laugh.
Hey, James wanted this one on the list. There you go. Right out the fucking cannon.
So you go, James. Great minds think alike. Coming in at number 4, Apt Pupil. Yes, Apt Pupil. I haven't seen this movie maybe in 10 years or so. So I recently rewatched it just for the show. Mm. And, you know, the cinematography is really good on this one. And Judd Apatow, you know, he does it real good as the pupil. So I'm just making shit up. I don't know. I haven't seen this movie. Coming in at number 3, the greatest Halloween film of all time, H2O. Yes, far superior than everything other than the original. So maybe it's the second greatest Halloween film of all time. Jamie Lee Curtis comes back. It's a real strong character. Josh Hartnett, I don't know. Tell me if I'm sounding like that Crank by the time we're done with this. Coming at number 2, The Faculty. Yes, you know, I don't know if you guys knew this, but this is actually filmed here in Oklahoma. It's about 20 minutes to the west. And is directed by another Oklahomian. If that's how you say Oklahomian, that sounds weird. Yes, but aliens invading teachers and so on and so forth. Honorable mention number one. I still know what you did last summer. While it's not nearly as good as the first, this one's a good sequel that picks up a few years later. And we go from there. I don't know. Honorable mention number two, Phantasm IV, Oblivion. Now, this probably had a little too much gore for my liking. And the script didn't really go deep enough. It just wasn't artsy enough. But you know what? It's still a fun watch. My last honorable mention, Prophecy 2. Christopher Walken did such a fantastic job acting in this movie. And, what else would he say? You know, I really like the religious scary stuff. I really like those stories. And my number one film from 1998, greatest film of all time, Urban Legend. I think she's in this one, so don't crucify me if she's not. Danielle Harris. I liked her ever since we were the same age from Halloween 4. Oh, she better watch out. She better watch out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's that is my impersonation of Crank's top five list.
I don't know what to say, except maybe. Wow. I mean,
I didn't nail it, but dude, I was like 40% accurate.
I don't know if the podcasts have awards for things like this, but you just got nominated, sir. That was excellent. That was wonderful.
I could have done better if I had more notice. I really couldn't get in character, you know? You couldn't come up with a backstory. And
I think probably got a... It's like Samson. You need the hair to...
I do. I mean, I felt stupid going there from that little...
It's very effective. It was wonderful. Well, folks, as you know, I have been infatuated with Wino, our new mascot. Hopefully you caught the DCS Productions video at the beginning. We had a lot of fun making that. And you know the guy. He's the man. He's the guy doing this. But as you know, we've been finding him appearing in numerous movies in our genre, in our favorite movies as well. All kinds of them. It's just all over. Some reason, they just, in the end, he was overdubbed and taken out for whatever reason and probably led to where he is now. But I mean, still, I mean, the fact that he was in these movies, it exists. And we have proof, as always.
Seriously, we couldn't pull a cut from the Blu-ray?
Dude, you know how hard it was to find that? Everything but that scene existed. You could get anything from that movie except that scene in Blu-ray, in HD. You're forgetting those were the ones that the pre-takes before they went and got mastered and everything. So I don't know, man.
I know, but man, you think that'd be updated as a special feature on one of the Blu-rays.
We got to find this guy.
We have to. All right. Well, we got a lot of comments, my friend. Oh my
God.
Yeah, I'll pull the first one up so you know where it starts. I know sometimes you have a hard time.
Yeah, you get it going.
All right. So 1998, Patricia says, I graduated from high school, going out in the world. I was in seventh. I was not to make any book. This is where I was in the world. Where were you guys at in 1998? Except for Kiara. I know you weren't born yet. So you think
I was 8 years out of high school, so Purple Goth, working security nights on COVID-19 sites, moved home, so a lot, but safe and slacking off work to watch.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you're staying safe.
Good God, man. James says, I recently watched Bug Buster on account of tonight's show and thought it was decent. Yes, yes. I saw that on there, and when you see the docket we have of the new stuff we had to watch last week, there's a reason why some of these movies didn't get hit. We had to do for these old ones.
I'll be very happy with my list here soon.
But James is glad to see Disturbing Behavior was mentioned. So, yes, you'll be able to thank Crank for that next week. Yeah, a Halloween film that will make you thirsty. Oh, we're jumping here. Hang on. I remember when The Faculty came out and liked that they brought the alien monster thing back, considering the time everyone was ripping off Scream. Well, it fucking was pretty much a lot of the team from Scream were on that movie, weren't they? I think so.
Oh, no.
Can't go wrong with Jennifer Love Hewitt's.
Huge tits.
I agree. She's cute.
He said Jennifer Love Huge Tits.
they're cracking up. What did you say? I need to revisit Urban Legend. Yeah, you know, it is got all the classic slasher fucking cliches, but so what? It's a slasher film. I mean, I don't care about that, but, you know, I do remember it being a little watered down compared to the shit we love, but it's not bad. I remember that one. Visually, Urban Legend was great, but that ending was garbage. See, that's what I'm getting at. So, great job, Colonel Crank. Okay list, Crank. Oh, great job, Colonel. Okay list, Crank.
Thank you.
And here's Patricia's list. Ready? Phantasm 4 at 5. Strangeland, also a huge fan of the band Bile, who is in the movie. Correct. Number 3, Blade. Number 2, The Faculty. Number 1, Bride of Chucky, because of Brad Dorf, Jennifer Tilly, and John Ritter. They're awesome. Nice. Nice.
Good list, Patricia. Good list.
Luke's got his list. Yeah, do the clap for him because I can't be popping around. What the? There it is. Luke says, at number 1, John Carpenter's Vampires. Number 2, Deep Rising. Number 3, Halloween H2O. Number 4, Strangeland. And number 5, Fallen.
Good list, Fallen. Patricia. There we go.
James says he's not sure if he would classify Fallen as horror, as I was just getting to say, like, wow, that's an underrated horror film, you know, because the subject matter, definitely, you got something supernatural going on, psychological, as Luke just says. You guys are good tonight, man. Let's see, Tanya, she says, I still know what you did last summer at number 5. Number 4, Disturbing Behavior. Number 3, The Faculty. Number 2, Urban Legend. And number 1, Halloween H2O. Yep.
Good list, Tanya.
See, BK, sorry I'm late. I had a meatloaf emergency. I couldn't shovel down my fat fucking face quick enough. But here he is, and bloated. Welcome. God damn it. Welcome.
Welcome, BK.
Better luck on the house hunting. I know you're trying to get that shit done. Faculty, teen horror, right. Very much of its time, but it's still fun. That's what I mean. It's well-crafted. It's made well. Okay. These guys are having a debate here. I'm going to let you guys continue in the comments with that.
All right. Well, while they're having that debate, yeah. Let me take this. There we go.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
The Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Woo! Bravo. Woo! Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I gotta tell you, like, I hung out with them, we took pictures, I signed some stuff, they gave me a t-shirt, it was awesome. They're awesome guys, so super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign, and also on board the film. and now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Everybody's on social media these days. Well, Death Curse Society is too. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We drop videos on there all the damn time, and you don't want to miss it. It's good stuff. Death Curse Society. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Woo!
Hello, Death Curse Society. I'm John Franklin, and I was Isaac in Children of the Corn, and Adam's Family, Cousin It, my son, my son. Death Curse Society. Check it out.
Yes, let me know when you're ready. I'll go ahead and pull up my list.
Oh, you're going to pull your list up? Oh, shit. All right, give me a second. The Colonel's list. The Colonel as Colonel.
Yes, I am myself. I'm not playing too much of a character. All right, now, a little has to be said before I go through my list. A lot of this really is nostalgia and feelings I had towards these films, because we had so much shit to watch for what we got coming for you guys the next 2 weeks. I just didn't have time to rewatch certain movies I wanted to rewatch. Like, there just was not enough time in the fucking day for me to do this. So that being said, I know I'm sure I missed some stuff. Some stuff you're like, man, you don't have that on your list? Fuck no, I don't. I'll get to that later. Let me just
say this. You are the ultimate thunder-stealing prick.
Dude, I know. That's why I'm not going to say too much about these. So you have something to say.
I'm almost thinking, like, man, I don't even want to put my list up here. Colonel's going to see it, and he's going to pillage it. I went, he won't do it.
No, I did not pillage your list, sir. Oh. I actually looked at your list after I made mine. I'm like, at least I didn't steal it the day of, okay?
You ready?
That being said, I'm ready. Coming in at number five, The Prophecy 2. Yes. You ruined it!
There.
Okay, so The Prophecy 2. I enjoy the first Prophecy film. I enjoyed this one. Christopher Walken, pretty badass. I mean, who doesn't like fucking Christopher Walken? And the fact that Danzig and this motherfucker couldn't act, and it's probably the funniest scene in the entire movie, and it's not meant to be funny. That's why it's number five on my list. That's why I didn't even get an honorable mention, because of Danzig's terrible acting. It bumped it up to number five. Coming in at number four, as you have already seen, John Carpenter's Vampires. Now, this is one I was able to rewatch somewhat recently, and boy, can't say I like it nearly as much as I did in 1998. 1998, Colonel loved this movie. James Woods was fucking awesome. Flash forward 20 plus years. James Woods is a kooky prick, and this movie's just not quite as good as it used to be. Coming in at number three, which my top three, you can interchange these fuckers, and I'd still be happy with the list. Phantasm 4, Oblivion, picks up right after Phantasm 3. Michael's going his way. Reggie's going his way. Reggie, probably the most underrated hero in fucking horror, okay? Reggie Bannister is the shit. Picks up a new chick every fucking time. He's got a badass car. He's got a four-barrel shotgun. And he's fucking male pattern balding, man. Dude's rocking a skullet. He don't give a fuck. He slings ice cream and bullets. Reggie's fucking awesome. Coming in at number two. Boy, this movie fucked with me the first time I seen it. Strangeland. Yes, Dee Snider played a terrific fucking creep. And that did knocking for me in his AOL handle name being Captain Howdy. So that's original. But still, this is like, could be wrong, but this is one of the first, like, dangers of online chatting films I can ever remember. Because, you know, this shit was just now become more available to the most majority of the public. And this is everything your parents warned you about. Don't be talking to strangers on the internet. Don't do this. Don't do that. And you feel kind of bad for him, for an extent, when he gets back out of the mental hospital and he's cured and people just don't trust him. They keep fucking with him. They bring him right back. So, it's like, damn. You felt for this guy for a little bit. And yeah, D fucking Snyder. He got beat around. He said, I'm not going to take it. And went about his business and doing what he did. What? You're just mad because I stole that from you. You was going to say it. All right, so honorable mentions. Kind of got a two-parter for my first honorable mention. I didn't want to put this first one of these as an honorable mention, but it needed its place. Halloween H2O and Bride of Chucky. So I'm talking about Bride of Chucky first. Again, I love this movie when it came out. I was about the right age to see it. I mean, you know, her saying, oh, did you put on rubber? He's like, I'm made out of rubber. I was like, ha, ha, ha. It doesn't hold still for me. This movie's just fucking terrible. But when it first came out, I loved it. I fucking loved it. H2O is a different story. I'm going to try to keep my rant to a minimum here. Fuck you, Scream. Fuck you. Okay? Because if it wasn't for your success, this bullshit would never have been fucking made. I swear. H2O is fucking terrible. Is it the worst Halloween movie? No. But when we ranked our Halloween films, I'm pretty sure this fucker ranked right above Resurrection as the worst ones for me. I fucking hate H2O. You made a mistake taking it out of Haddonfield, okay? You erase, again, the common trend now, you erase everything that happened after the first one, bam, here we go. This is where we're picking. It's like, ugh.
This is such a good rant, he has to rehydrate, see?
I do. That or this fucking tree mating season's fucking killing me. I've had a cough all day. Yeah. Fuck you, Scream, because it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have this bullshit and some other bullshit that's not on my list that I know is on other people's list. My apologies if you like those films. That's awesome. I do not. And I was the target audience for this shit. Fuck you. Honorable mention number two. Boy. Again, all right, so my list changed a little bit. Phantoms. Oh. I'm just going to say Affleck, you the bomb in Phantoms, yo. Because I needed an honorable mention. I remember liking it, but I literally didn't see this movie once. But it's Affleck in it, man. Like I said, you get the shout out and Jay and Silent Bob straight back. My last honorable mention is Fallen. Would have loved to have this higher on my list. But again, it was a toss-up for me. Is it really horror? Is it not? I'm kind of with Lou because, like, okay, this is psychological horror. There's a little bit of a supernatural connection. Bam. All right, fuck it. It had to be mentioned. Fallen is a great fucking movie. And coming in at number one, while not your traditional horror film by any means, but, yes, Blade. I don't care what people say. Oh, it's a comic book movie. Well, it's a great fucking vampire hunter movie, okay? This is a great fucking vampire movie. I don't care what anybody says. This is when it kicks off in the fucking vampire fucking DJ, you know, the fucking rave club and the fucking blood coming from the sprinklers and Blade shows up in there. Look at it. This is fucking awesome, man. This movie was sweet. I just really wish the special effects held up to today's standards, which that's asking a fucking lot. It doesn't take away from the movie, but some of that shit's a little... But still, Blade, number one. I just don't know how that can't be number one. I just can't. It's fucking amazing.
1998, you know, it's... Hey. I ain't mad at you. The Colonel's List, ladies and gentlemen.
I wanted to say more, but I couldn't, because, yeah... I didn't want to steal all the thunder.
You never know. You never know. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of comments, buddy.
Oh, my God.
You got to find out where the debate
stops. I got it. Okay. Kiara, my list. I've only seen Halloween H2O. I still know what you did last summer and Bride of Chucky. So there you go. Well, is that 1, 2, 3? I'll accept that. Good job on scarfing it down. Must be more of a debate. That's part of the debate. And Lorena is here.
Lorena. No. Come on.
BK House Honey is gonna get somebody hit.
Hey, BK, right now, everybody... same shit, man. It's like fucking can't win for losing in this fucking market.
It's insane. I've it's like really the fucking homeowner right now that's selling is getting paid. People are just bidding the shit up. Purple Gall says, I think Shadow Builder was 1998. Strangely popped up in my head. Could be wrong. We will research that. S. Michael, Psycho Remake is really not that bad. I could just never live up to the original and gets a bum rap because of it. Well, yeah, I mean, and he shot it shot for shot, word for word to the script.
Yeah, it was like Omen Remake. Well, let's just say the Omen Remake was like the Psycho Remake.
I'll save my thoughts on that for a minute. Did James Woods bite Colonel's neck?
No, because I haven't turned to a raving lunatic yet. But give it time.
I like James Woods. Even the lunatic James Woods rantings, they're funny. Luke says, that's the thing. What's the point of doing a remake if shot by shot remade? It wasn't horrible, but just felt pointless. I see your point and respectfully disagree. More on that later. Also, remember Fallen 1990? Yes, Purple. Colonel had it on his list. And you know what? Stupidly, I guess I don't consider that horror because I did not put that on my list. I can give you a little teaser about that. How about Phantoms? Look at it. Purple is all over your case, Colonel.
Great minds think alike, man.
Let's see. Luke says, Strangeland brings me back to the days of using progs and punters in AOL chat rooms. Yeah, I mean, it is the vintage.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the vintage online crap. I mean, right, you had people and, you know, kind of in charge of the stuff. And if you were being a douche.
I was always a douche. I've not changed once.
Luke loved H2O because it was the first time I saw one in the theater. But later on when I got older, I completely understood the hate for it. Yes. Lorena says, it's not a real Colonel rant if the glasses are still on. 100% agree.
She's not lying, though. She's not.
Well, that wasn't a full-on rant. You were just kind of telling it like it is. Patricia, Bride of Chucky is my favorite film from Child's Play. That's cool. I like that.
We're all allowed to agree to disagree.
James remembers Phantoms. It's okay.
Affleck was a bomb in it, though.
Are you dissing the watermarked posters? You know how quickly I threw this together when Crank realized I'm not going to be able to put the graphics in, folks, because Crank usually handles the posters and the text and shit like that. So, yes, anything that's out of whack or screwed up today, bring it here because I threw it together. It took me the entire time. I had about an hour and 20 minutes to get this shit ready before we went live. Okay. Tyrone, nice list, Colonel.
Thank you.
Luke says Blade definitely has horror moments and elements to it. I think it classifies as horror to an extent. Very true. There's Stacy. Hey, stranger. Blade, I love it, man. Oh, man. Yes.
How you doing, Stacy?
I do, too. I know, a long time. How about Dark City? Is that 98? I saw that one in the theaters, believe it or not. Andy even gave you the nice list. Hell yeah, Andy. James, obviously a fan of Ringu, and boy, did I go back and forth on that. I'll give you a sneak peek. Number 6 on the Zag list.
Sneak peek?
No,
Colonel. No, the next comment, I'm like, you shouldn't be surprised with my list.
He's surprised it has not been mentioned. See, I was going to save it, but since you're in there now, and Biozombie, so much fun. See, yeah, there's lots of gems amongst the coal of 1998, but James has a list, folks, if you want to check it out, of 1998 horror films. Check it out. Please, by all means, if you just got in here, give us your list. We'll throw it up here and nitpick it or give you applause, whatever we're going to do. Lorena, great list, Colonel.
Thank you, Lorena. Dope.
And Luke says, oh, shit, Dark City is 1998. That is a great movie. Now I feel stupid. I forgot that one, too.
That's one I haven't seen. I need to put that on the list.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, that's caught us up. And I think that means, it could only mean one thing, right? Another deep dive into the career of Y&O. God damn, that's a great scene.
It is, but man, all at the same time, I keep thinking about what we talked about yesterday. I'm like, yep.
Oh, man. All right. Yes, we still have one more of those to go. This one is probably the most shocking, I think. But
well, now, tell you, we have two.
Oh, yes, that's right. Colonel
did well, Craig not being here, took some liberties, pulled some strings. And for you guys that watch our YouTube episodes, you will not be disappointed. I rearranged the entire fucking intro video. It's fucking fabulous. And it cost me a lot to get it done.
Are we going to save it till the kind of the end? I mean, because – or do you want to go for it?
Yeah, we'll save it till towards the end.
All right. I still got a list here, but – it's going to seem vaguely familiar. Excuse me. Okay. Any other? Oh, a couple more comments. Go on and grab those, Colonel, while I'm queuing this.
Yeah, I got it. So, Kiara really liked your video. She laughed her ass off. James, it's Art the Clown. James, your list is pretty good. Like it. Andy. Andy, I hope you laugh like that. Kiara, this is her new favorite clip. Lorena, 1998 was not a great year for movies. I don't think I watched any movies that weren't Disney-fied that year. But technically, not the time. But now, Blade is Disney.
That's and, true.
Lorena's typing up her list. So, here we go. That's Michael. I think I saw the homeless dude in Total Recall.
did. Well, now let me tell you this: you did. Next week, you did.
All right, and Lorena has her list. Ah, hold on. Patricia says, "Scary Nun." All right, here we
yeah.
go.
Yeah, that's that, what a great scene. I love that scene from that movie.
That is and, a good thing.
Now that YNO has been attached to it, I love it even more.
That's great.
Okay, here comes my list.
Hold on, let me go through Lorena's first.
Lorena's got a list.
Yeah, so that's she's finished it. So, as the host, our guest goes first. Number five, Ask Pupil. Number four, The Faculty. Number three, Bride of Chucky. I unapologetically love this movie, and that's okay. That is okay. Ringu, I like the remake too, but this one was creepier in my opinion. Honorable mentions, Carnival of Souls remake.
What?
I don't know if that's my connection fucking up or Zags.
Oh, you look fine to me.
All right, well, you're freezing on mine, so I'm like waiting. Like, oh, I think I'm fucking up. Halloween H2O, sorry, you should be. Phantom of the Opera, Argento style, doesn't get any better than Raised by Rats. And coming in at number one, Strangeland. I want to rock! And reform my murderous self, then get hung from a tree by an angry mob, survive, and come back even more badass than before, because he's not going to take it. See, I ain't the only one. He's like, you're going to burn in hell. And, Luke, honestly, when Bride of Chucky, I hated it, and I was a diehard Chucky fan by then, but it took me some time to really get into it. Now I like it. Maybe I need to revisit it. So I got them all on Blu-ray. I just kind of stopped after two. And the remake, that one's not bad. I like that one. And I love that version of Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
What, you guys don't like the one with Robert Englund? What the hell? There you go, Frank, Zag.
Nice list, Lorena. Like I said, this now that all these lists have been made, I have nothing for you, so I'll quickly go through mine. Here we go. Number five is Strangeland. Yes, we talked about it. It was kind of like one of those, really one of the first also kind of body modification or mutilation movies. It was disturbing back then. And with this whole new internet kicking off, you know, this film probably could be remade much better now, in my opinion. But D. Snyder, fuck yeah, man. Burn in hell. Number four, Vampires. James, the first fucking half hour of this movie is fantastic, and then it just falls off. And then by the time they get to the end with the two vampires going to wing it, they're going to make it work, and I'm coming for you. They lost me. So not one of Carpenter's finest, but it's still a Carpenter. And again, the setup and the concept is great. A crew hunting, you know, Vakin approved, taking out vampires. That's the shit. Number three, Halloween H2O. At the time, you didn't know about Resurrection. You didn't know about any of this other shit beyond it. And this ending, probably one of the most definitive and impactful horror endings of all time in H2O. It's why I gave it high marks when we did list the Halloween movies. It went a little higher than it should, I think, based on the entire body of the film. But that fucking ending, man, that's how you fucking end a fucking franchise. Of course, here we are now. And this didn't even happen, this movie.
It was a paramedic. Just
saying. That, dude,
I didn't know that in 98. Honest.
It shouldn't sully that ending, not knowing that they were going to do that bullshit in the next film, because that's the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
You know what sullied that ending? Now, I'm going to disagree with you. Maybe that's another topic when it has the best horror endings of all time. I will not put this up there. But this. It didn't help that mask was fucking awful.
See, he was completely crushed. That mask sucked. But man, that shit was, mwah, as the Colonel would say, I love that ending. It's probably one of my favorite Halloween endings, taking away the Resurrection connection. Totally. You have to.
Okay.
That makes it retarded.
All right. You say Halloween endings? Yes. Okay. I will agree with you.
Yes. Because like most of them are shit. I mean, one, two, and this. Well, Halloween 3 I like too, but that's a whole other can of worms. Number two. Phantasm 4. Many questions answered. Many more questions asked. And you really are never going to get them, the answers to them. You know, if you've seen Ravager, you know what I'm talking about. Your own interpretation, yes. But the... some of these questions died with the tall man. But it's still a good flick, man. It's part of the whole thing. Again, I am on record saying I think Phantasm as a franchise is probably near the top as far as the story goes through the films. That's why. And it's fucking, here it is, 98. Almost made this bitch number one. That's how much I like this movie, too. So my honorable mentions. The Last Broadcast. Now, I don't know if anybody even knows what this is or remembers it, but this one came out. Many say Blair Witch Guys stole this from them, this whole concept, the found footage. It ends quite a bit differently, not so sinister. It's almost like Book of Shadows, the way it ends. But, I mean, it's... what do you think? Was it stolen? Did these guys do it first? Were those guys, the Blair Witch fellas, smarter to do the marketing campaign the way they did to make it stand away from this? Many questions. This could be a whole fucking show. But the film itself, not great. But this is the list of 98, and it's something I remember, and especially the controversy when these two crews were hollering at each other about, you stole our idea, and they're like, no, we didn't. And yeah, so you should see the movie. Because theirs is about the Jersey Devil, not the Blair Witch. So, very, very similar, though. Honorable mention number two, The Faculty. We've already been up and down on it, so I'm moving along.
Hold on. Before you go, who thought about putting Hip and Scary on the fucking poster?
Because in 98, Hip and Scary, you know what I mean? That was the... instead of saying, this is the scariest movie ever created, you know, that was what they did, you know. And who said it, though? Can you see?
Fox TV. I mean, what if my internet wasn't fucking falling out? And that's what made me say the router and everything.
TV.
Yeah, Fox TV.
If it was anybody with any salt in the fucking genre, it'd have his fucking name there, their name there, whoever said it. So a thrilling ride. Yeah, maybe. Horror, sci-fi, light, whatever. It's still good for 98. It's a good ride. It's a good vehicle. You can watch this movie, enjoy it. It's not one that you'd forget too quick either. It's not too bad. Okay. There it is. Someone had to give it some love. Psycho, frame for frame, shot for shot, word for word, Vince Vaughn, Anne Heche playing a role of the Janet Leigh. And I like it, man. I thought it is good. I like the way they shot the music. It's neat seeing it in color. Obviously, can't touch the original. Hitchcock had it on another level, the way he did things. I appreciate how they did this one, but still, it's not the same. But it's an honorable mention in 1998. I thought it was cool at the time. And the key scenes are still very effective, even in this remake. And that's all I got to say about that. And number one, Me and the Colonel, baby. There it is. Blade. What a fun fucking movie this is. It's so good. Hands down, Stephen Dorff as the punk vampire that figures out how to become the super vampire. Just him taking out the clubs and everything. It's so good. And you Marvel fucking nerds, if this movie didn't do as well as it did, we don't have the Marvel Universe we have right now. Period. Period.
That's true. I mean, dude, that pulled fucking Marvel out of the fucking basement with that one. They were fucking dying at this point.
I still like Blade. Blade gets put in every once in a while. And, you know, the second one is even... It's good. It's still good. I like those Reapers and shit, man. But just Blade 1 has got that... It's just a good fucking story, man. It works.
Yeah, Blade 1's definitely the best film of the trilogy. 2's close behind it, though, man. But then again, I'm a big Guillermo del Toro nerd. So...
Yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah, okay. I'll watch it.
That one needs like a 3.5-hour cut with all the extra shit he wanted to have in it, you know? Okay, oh my God, look at all these comments again.
Oh, well, hold on, before you get going. There's just something, there's a couple brothers that are fans of the show, and they wanted to say a little something to you. Good list, Ag.
There's nothing finer than receiving a golf clap. I must say this.
It's a very rewarding feeling. I'm not going to lie. It makes me feel good.
Okay. So we did Lorena's list. There it is. Luke. Okay. There it is. Where is Crank? Well, we had to fire him. He has been fucking up way too much and not showing up. No, I'm just kidding. Crank got his second vaccination, and he was a bit. It hit him pretty hard today, straight up. So he's good, but he's just taking it easy, recuperating. He will be back next Monday. Here's another one. Oh, it's Brucey. I just said where he was. Okay. The mask debacle for H2O was ridiculous. I think it was 3 or 4 different masks, including a CGI one.
And you know what's ridiculous? That's the one that won. I mean, fuck, that's a good debate. Which one's the worst mask in the fucking franchise? Because, dude, let's be honest, Part 5 was pretty fucking rough. Like, I'd rather have the H2O mask over that Part 5 one. Jesus Christ. That was awful.
See, and back in the day when Part 4 first came out, I went like, oh, wow, that looks really good. It was way too fucking white, though, you know? You look at it now. Hmm. James thought Ravager was okay, and it is, you know, I mean, but you can tell that they were shooting this thing over years, and it was just supposed to be little webisodes, and then they decided, hey, we got enough here, let's go ahead and do it, and let's face it, man, Angus Scrimm was in no shape to be doing what he was doing when they did those before his death, and they were shooting that shit, so... But again, as part of the whole series, it's like a smile missing a tooth. You got to have it. It's got to be in there, man. Purple says, I remember the last broadcast. Yes. And do you think it should be credited as the first real found footage movie instead of Blair Witch like that? Or do they deserve more credit than they got? Let's face it. Those guys in the Blair Witch camp were brilliant with their marketing. Plus, it's a floating heads poster.
The faculty poster?
Yes. Yeah.
Terrible. Just terrible.
I almost clicked next on one. Yeah, I almost clicked on that. You
we
see that?
We got our first Twitch bot, though. I'm pretty excited. That's a milestone. It only took a month and a half.
Ladies, May 3rd, 9:01 p.m., a Twitch bot has put an ad in our comments. That you know what? That's like the first step of making it, I think, Colonel. Really?
Yeah. You know? I mean, we're getting somebody's attention on Twitch. That's good. Mm.
Here's Dave. That psycho sucks. I'll give it another watch, Luke. You know, to each their own. I said I understand the hate for it, but you know, I don't. I don't hate it. Okay. Wait a minute. God damn it. I can never get through the beginning of Blade with the birth scene. I should try again. Yes, Lorena. Good God. I mean, yeah, I know there's... Is there bats around or something? What's going on? Vince Vaughn as Norman Bates was okay, but as a serial killer and then teenage girl and Freaky is phenomenal. I agree. You got me there.
That's the one. I played my fuck this shit I'm out card on that movie. I still haven't seen it. We covered it. I was like, mm-mm.
That was really good.
That and the theaters are still closed, so I couldn't get to it anyway.
Thank you, Patricia. Great list, everybody.
Thank you.
Do those things. The fact an action comic book movie was arguably the best horror film of 98 says a lot about the state of the genre at the time. Precisely.
Yeah, so. I'm not going to say you're wrong. Yeah, that's pretty fucking accurate.
Not a terrible list there, Zag. Thank you, Lorena. And Luke says, thinking about it now, Deep Rising is more of an action movie. Probably should have taken that off the list. No, because there's elements there. They're there. The elements are there. Mm. See that? Boy, I thought this was going to be kind of like a stale night with, you know, it seems 98 is sparking some nice conversation tonight.
Yeah, I'm shocked. It was like 98. I was like,
Speaking of shocking.
Oh, God.
When I saw this, I had to immediately transfer it over and get it ready for the studio because I would have left this alone as is back when it was shot. Check this out. Perfect.
No. I can see why they reshot that.
They redubbed it, eh? Yes.
Like, I appreciate the way he changed his voice mid-screen. That was fucking phenomenal.
Can't get another breath in there, man. Wow, man. We must find this man.
Dead in a gutter in Peru. Hey, man. It's a long fall from the fucking top, bro.
I mean, what happened?
VH1 behind
the music.
Exactly. Yeah. Where are they now? Where are those shows are called? Where are
they now? Okay. Well, Colonel, why don't you set us up on a...
Hold on.
We got more comments. We'll do it.
There's always more comments.
Always more comments.
Always. Purple Goth, I would say it was okay, but ending sucked. I want to go on a limb here and say she's talking about Psycho. I don't know.
Or does she mean Blade?
Or Blade. Could be Blade. Purple Goth, just let us know, please. We're confused. Which, it doesn't take much to confuse us. So, Tyrone, coming in at number 5, The Last Broadcast. Number 4, Psycho. Number 3, Sometimes They Come Back. 4 more. Number 2, Halloween H2O. And I guess I missed his number one. Welcome, Carmen. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Carmen.
S. Michael didn't see Ringu till years later, but would have loved it in 98.
It was innovative then.
This was a good night. Crank would be proud. I think he would.
I hope he's all right.
I'll be right back. Don't get dressed.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, holy.
Thanks for tuning in to the official Death Curse Society podcast, gang. Did you know we also have a website? Well, God damn it, we do. DeathCurseSociety.com. Get over there. Check it out. Look at all the stuff we've got. We've got all our YouTube episodes on there. We've got a membership program. We've got our store. You can buy some cool-ass shit. So get over there, DeathCurseSociety.com, and check it out. Woo!
Dave, real quick, what was your guys' list? All right. Dave, let's see here. Let me pull mine up real quick. Mine, I'm just going to get 1 through 5 of my honorable mentions. I'm going to read it how I got it. Number 1, Blade. 2, Strangeland. 3, Phantasm. 4, Oblivion. 4, John Carpenter's Vampires. Number 5. The Prophecy 2, honorable mention 1, H2O and Bride of Chucky. I really couldn't separate the two. Number 7, Fallen. Number 8, Phantoms, because Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms, yo. Oh, dude, yeah, I might as well get rid of it. I'm just going to read these real quick.
Oh, Cranks?
Yeah, well, that was my list. I'm going to read through Cranks' list real quick. And Dave, if you missed it, Cranks' list was number 5, Disturbing Behavior. Number 4, Apt Pupil. Number 3, Halloween H2O. Number 2, The Faculty. Honorable mentions, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, Phantasm 4, Oblivion, and The Prophecy 2. And his number 1 film is no surprise to anybody who watches the show, Urban Legend. Okay, we're all caught up.
Oh, Crank. My list is as follows. Number 5, Strangeland. Number 4, Vampires. Number 3, H2O. Number 4, Phantasm Oblivion. Honorable mentions, Last Broadcast, The Faculty, and The Psycho Remake. And number 1 is Blade.
That Psycho remake sucked. I'm just messing with you. Just messing with you. I've seen it. But to be fair, this is where... Take my horror card away from me. I don't care. I'm not that big of a fan of the original Psycho either. I appreciate what it did for modern horror because it kind of kicked us into modern horror. But I'm not going to say like the greatest horror film of all time or even in my top 5 or 10 or 15 or 20.
You earned this. Anyway,
that's right. Huh? That's what I said watching it. Huh? Everybody thinks it's one of the best. Huh?
Psycho. Anyway, terrifying still, man, at moments.
Andy. God, I'm sorry. I hope he laughs like that. If he doesn't, Lorena, I'm sorry if he starts doing it because it's going to be hilarious. PR, laughing my ass off again. There goes the second cheek. Luke, 1998 was kind of a mixed bag, so I think it does make for a good conversation. Ick, liked your video. Mm-hmm. So, Andy, so versatile voice actor. Here, 10 out of 10. Now I like this clip. Oh, boy, this is a lot. All right. S&M, the voice never gets old. The Mel Blanc of homeless dudes. I'm telling you, it sounds like fucking Dr. Conrad, man. Every time I fucking hear it. Carmen coming in with a list. My list, by the way, was Bride of Chucky, Devil in the Flesh, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, Blade, Urban Legend, The Faculty, and Ringu.
Ringu.
Ringu. Good list, Carmen. Oh, hold on. Throw it to her. Here you go, Carmen. Fine list. All right, James, have you guys seen Ed and His Dead Mother from 93? I watched it earlier and thought it was decent.
I've heard of that one before. I have to start watching them to see if I... Then I always go, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. Then I'll sit down and go through them and see why I haven't watched it in so long.
See, I don't think I've seen it, so put it on the list.
It's on the list.
All right. Oh, I already did that one. And Carmen, sorry I've been on lately, guys, dealing with chronic illness. No need to apologize. We're just glad to have you here whenever you can. It's no need to apologize. I hope you feel better.
All right, Carmen, I'm going to send you the remedy cure-all. Ready? Here it comes. You'll be fine in a week.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Or you just made it worse. And that's
all kidding aside, really, whatever you're dealing with, we hope everything works out and you're going to do fine. We need you here with us.
Just when you can. Again, I'm not like these guys, but I'm sympathetic. I get it. Just take it easy. Let's see where I leave off. Chris Faze. Great list. Surprised at the amount of love for Bride of Chucky. It's a fun one. It didn't look like fucking John Ritter was having fun in the back of that shit. All his fucking nails in his face. Patricia Colonel, every time you bring up Phantoms, I think of Jay and Silent Bob. That's right, me too. Because Affleck, you the bomb of Phantoms, yo. I almost said every time the movie's mentioned. You guys might want to stop. Dave, I like Psycho 2 better than any of them.
Hmm.
He also says, great list, gents. Thank you, sir. I know where Wino is. Last days were spent in Bolivia. He was killed by a coke or strangled with a G-string. So he died happy. I mean, I gotta admit, that's probably not a bad way to fucking go.
I'm looking for the proper response here. Oh, there it is.
Oh, a funny man. That's a matter with you.
There you go.
All right. Lorena, you are not sorry if he starts laughing like that. I'm going to blame you. Thank you. Ed and his dead mother is a fantastic saint. Same a killer mom.
Hmm. I've heard of killer
mom. Why?
And I did it for good reason this time.
Okay. Let's see. Kara. Laughing my ass off again. And Carmen, it is permanent, no cure for. God, sorry if I ruined this. God damn it. ANS is damaged. I am prone.
ANS.
Yeah, prone to blackouts, fainting, non epileptic seizures. I have good days and bad days. Thanks for the laugh, though.
Well, that sucks. Yes.
It sucks to hear it, but I'm glad we can make you laugh. That's the least we can do, so thank you. Well, thank you for the comment.
You know, I the text is kind of small on my screen. I thought that said blackouts and farting. Fainting.
I'll be honest, sometimes, man, I do black out when I'm farting. It's like I get into a fucking zone. I'm like.
Yeah. You know, Frank almost poisoned himself yesterday when we were taping, remember?
What?
We had to vent the studio after. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
All right, you want to why don't we throw out there, are we caught up?
There's a few. One Kara says, okay, I forgive you. On the plus side, I am now almost 30 followers on my horror Instagram. Nice.
Hey.
Why don't you go ahead and put your Instagram tag in those comments for us, and I'll join us.
We'll add it. Dave says being at work blows, and Carmen's over there laughing, so that's good. We love that too. Okay, now we're caught up, and why don't you, let's go into Twilight. Go ahead and take us there, Colonel. Get us into that.
You want to do that, or you want to do the...
Either way, I can do the other one. Give me a second. Let me pull that up. Yes, we can do the children.
Let's go to Twilight. That's what everybody wants to hear, right? Let's be honest here. I know that's the one I read. I'm more excited to talk about. I know you, Patricia... I think we're good for this one. All right. So, as been announced, like Zag said, George's send off to the genre he created. Unfortunately, he passed away before he could make Twilight of the Dead. They're finishing it, they're bringing it out for the masses. Oh, I'm so pumped. So fucking pumped. What little we know, from at least what I read, maybe you guys found more information since it was announced. pretty much it takes place after Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, Survival of the Dead are non-existent. I'm okay with that, even though, like I said, Diary of the Dead, I'll be honest.
That one's good.
I went to the theaters to see it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? I still bought it, because it's George. I gotta have all his fucking movies. He is my fucking horror hero. Some people have Craven, some people have Carpenter. I have Romero. And then Survival of the Dead came out. I'm like, this is bad. This is really bad. And then it kept going. We didn't get a new Dead movie. And I'm like, George, you can't let this be your last one, dude. There has to be one more. And unfortunately, the inevitable happened. And it's going to happen to all of us. But here we go. A chance to get a proper closing to the Dead series. Oh, God, I have such high hopes for this. Because the world's practically fucking done. Like, you know, there's very few survivors left. I'm really looking forward to it, man. I want to see what kind of fucking zombies we have. Oh, and just, but all that worries me is, please. George wrote it. I don't think he's going to, but anybody who's watched the films knows. They're pretty smart in Night of the Living Dead. They dumbed down a lot in Dawn of the Dead. And you had Day of the Dead and Land of the Dead, and where they, you know, got smarter as time went along. I know we're not going to have running zombies, but I don't want any Zack Snyder's zombies riding motorcycles and shit. It's bad enough I had to see one ride a horse.
Mm.
So that's the only thing I'm a little worried about, but anything that we can see of George's that was never made, I'm all for.
You know, they're saying all the right things, that his spouse took the treatment that George wrote and handed it off to the team with her. That was the agreement, as long as she was 100% involved with the staging of the story and everything and how it was going to be laid out, she would allow it to happen. And she says they did it. They did it just how George would have done it. Again, saying all the right things. We'll see what they come up with, man. But, you know, you have to be skeptical at this point. I mean, it's not going to be directed by George A. Romero. Just not going to be. And that eye won't be on it. That hurts. Yeah. Going to hurt it.
That's going to hurt it, but it could help it. Again, not trying to be mean. I'm beating a dead horse here. This is my wino for the night. Survival of the Dead was pretty bad. That was my reaction when she was riding the fucking horse. I'm, no. Fuck.
Yeah. You still, I mean, the bottom line is, I think you have to be excited that we are going to get a final zombie world, Romero style, out of that world, out of that universe. Even though they don't really all tie together that much at all anyway, it's still nice to have it.
Dude, I don't know.
Character-wise, there's nobody goes from movie to movie.
And that's good, because it's telling the story.
Right, different. Exactly.
Remember when we did our list for our top five sequels?
Hmm.
And some people got on me and you for calling Dawn of the Dead a sequel.
Yes.
Oh, it's not a proper part two. In my eyes, it is. It's continuing the story of the world he created from Night of the Living Dead. It is a part two.
It's actors and stuff. That's what I'm getting at.
I know,
but the timelines absolutely matter in all of those, at least those first three, for sure. And even Land of the Dead.
I didn't go with four. For Land of the Dead, I was going to say that's what I'm saying. That night bugged me when we kept getting those comments. Everybody's entitled their opinion. I'm not going to say you're wrong, but I'm going to say you're wrong on this one. Dawn of the Dead is definitely a fucking sequel.
Just because it doesn't have a part two behind it, that's ridiculous to make that your argument. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
That person A, that's fine. They're right in their world, right?
Right.
Exactly. What do you people think about Twilight of the Dead coming at us?
I know
Patricia says, I can't wait.
So I told you Patricia was going to be on our side on this one. She's from Romero country.
S. Michael, cautiously optimistic about Twilight of the Dead. Haven't enjoyed the Dead much since Day. And yeah, you know what? I'm in the same boat as you. Even though I like parts of Land of the Dead, and I do enjoy Diary of the Dead, I I like that style, the way they did what they got away with. And that one does still feel Romero-ish to me.
Now, see, looking at Land of the Dead is not as bad as people think. You just have to put yourself... You have to look at it like this. Land of the Dead is... it's a Hollywood movie. That is Hollywood going to George. Like, obviously, Day of the Dead was supposed to be, and they're like, no. Land of the Dead was the Hollywood Dead movie. So, take that into account.
You know, and that's what he did with big studio money. But there were other people wanting things that he didn't want in the script. You know what I'm saying? That money comes with those problems. And I think that's why Land of the Dead probably wasn't as good as it could have been. You know, still good. Still good. Luke says survival was bad. You get no argument out of us. Kiera's happy to see it coming. Not my thing. Zombies are sometimes a miss or hit with me. Yeah, but Romero, we love. You know, he's like the Godfather. He's the king of the zombies. You know, he's the one that brought it all. Night of the Living Dead, man. Still scary. Black and white and all its glory. The fucking tension and the battles between, just excellently executed.
Yeah, one night I might have to break out my 50th anniversary box that I got for Night of the Living Dead and be like, ooh, look at this.
Lorena says,
I remember I showed you guys the shit that was in. I'm like, oh man, it's a comic book and all this. Yeah. And it literally got packed up and has not seen the light of day since.
It's funny because I probably have three of them sitting over there, different versions of Night of the Living Dead. And I want, every once in a while you go, you know what? Because that fucking ending, that ain't the kind of ending you got in 1968 in a movie like that, where the fucking guy grinds his ass out the entire fucking night just to get fucking smoked, misinterpreted as a zombie. What the fuck, man? And that's why I love the remake, too, because they twisted that shit up good. Woo. Lorena, sorry, I missed Lorena's comment. There he goes. Doesn't matter how good or how not good it is at this point. I'm going to watch it. I'm 100%. James, yep. We'll see how it turns out. Fuck, yes. That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's what we need. Okay.
Now, before we go on to the next subject.
Is it time?
No. I'm just going to say, Patricia, sometime in the next, I won't say near future, sometime within the next year, don't be surprised I'll reach out to you. Because I need to make as much, sports-wise, as much as I hate this fucking city, I got to make a pilgrimage out to fucking Pittsburgh and see the cemetery. I got to see the mall. I got to do all this. So don't just try to reach out and say, hey, you got any tips for me going into your area other than maybe not wear my Cincinnati sporting stuff, which I want to.
Maybe we should trek out there sometime in July, Colonel. I'm off that whole fucking month. Maybe we can catch a weekend and...
Well, I'm planning a family vacation to the beach in July, so July probably wouldn't work for me. Well, if we make it a weekend, I might be able to pull it off.
It could be a two-day weekend, man. Two-day fucking weekend. We'll figure it out. Okay. Well, what? There we go. I liked his anthology film. One story was a mermaid eating some guy. Sorry, spoilers. Anthology. Was that Body Bags?
I think so. With Carpenters?
Yeah. He was part of that, wasn't he?
I'd have to do. I haven't seen Body
Bags. Was that Masters of Horror? I mean, that was Masters of Horror.
Could be Masters of Horror. Again, those are ones I haven't seen in years either.
There's a Living Dead weekend in July, the first weekend. Ugh. No.
Oh, 4th of July weekend? Dude. No, I got like a 4-day weekend from work. That one I might be able to pull off.
July 1st, I'm supposed to go see Megadeth in Lamb of God. I don't know. They haven't canceled it yet, so I don't know what's going on.
Shit, that's what we got. We got that show the same month here, but I don't have tickets, so I ain't even worry about that.
I've been sitting on them for almost 2 years now, for fuck's sake. Okay. Well, we'll be in touch with it, Patricia. We'll figure this shit out, because that's something I think we could definitely make some good content for everybody if we went down and saw that shit. So, okay. Not yet.
Talking about the tour with Megadeth and Lamb of God.
Oh, right. It's going to the show. Yeah, we got you. Okay. There we go. We'll get a link from Purple. Thank you. Okay. Let's move on to the second subject here. Now, this one is another remake of something, I don't know, most people my age and younger and stuff appreciate the scariness and the creepiness of the original Children of the Corn, Isaac, Malachi. No, but this one is closer to the book, and it looks like, well, here, let's take a look at these pictures, and I'll give you the synopsis while they're rolling, okay?
Okay. Here we go.
This adaptation of the Horror Master's story from writer-director Kurt Wimmer reportedly will be more faithful to King's original version and will not follow the lead of the first 1984 film. In fact, producer Lucas Foster said this remake has almost nothing to do with the original movie. We went back to the story. The reboot follows a psychopathic 12-year-old girl in a small town in Nebraska who recruits other children and goes on a bloody rampage, killing the corrupt adults and anyone else who opposes her. A bright high schooler who won't go along with the plan is the town's only hope for survival. So, there you go. What do you think? Children of the fucking Corn. Colonel, what do you got, man?
Yeah. I can't say this is a remake I've been clamoring for, because I do enjoy the original, you know, the Child of the Corn films, Children of the Corn. Grant, I was a little surprised none of us put Children of the Corn Part 5 on any of our lists, even the viewers. Am I kidding? I'm not surprised that movie fucking sucks.
I couldn't even keep a straight face. Come on.
No, I mean, I'll watch it. I wouldn't say I'm excited about it, though. It's, yeah. Okay, going with the book, cool. Have I read this short story book, whatever it is? No, I have not. So I'm an open book when it comes to this.
Okay.
No pun intended. But I better hear, Outlander! We have the old man, Outlander! You know, switch the roles a little bit. That's all I want. And then I want to see one of these people 20 years from now at the con when me and you're old as fuck, when they do a plug for the show, I want them to look at us like, what the fuck are you looking at my teeth for, dude?
Can't tell that story.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, it was funny when we met those guys at one of these cons. He signed our picture, Outlander. He wrote it right on there. Courtney Gaines did. You know, he's cool, pretty cool fucker.
Man. Cool,
he needs to be more stuff. He was Malachi. He was a gangbanger in Colors. The Burbs he was in. He's in a bunch of shit. Fucking, what's that one with Patrick Dempsey? He was in that too. Played the nerd. Can't Buy Me Love. Got it. I don't know, man. I do like the original, and I think Isaac is super creepy. I mean, Malachi, super creepy. Bloody Rampage makes me light up a little bit in my mind, hearing what they might do. You know, psychopathic 12-year-old. In Nebraska? Okay, I can buy that.
Well, yeah, I'm fucking in Nebraska, dude.
Yeah. We're going to give it a chance. I'm not sure. I'm on the fence, really. It could be really bad. I mean, I hope it's just not all a bunch of CGI stupid blood. Hope they do some good practical effects, as always. And if they do, maybe we get another remake that can stand with, like, Dawn of the Dead, Evil Dead remakes, Night of the Living Dead remakes, or... It could go into the fire with the other remakes that can't be named here.
I don't think it'll be that bad as the other ones. But here's what worries me. You summed it up perfectly. When you said, hope there's not too much CGI blood. Let's remember, while it was not filmed in North America, they filmed it in Australia, but still during the pandemic. That means to me, I'm expecting a shit ton of CGI, not a whole lot of practical. So, you know, I just... sorry to be a Debbie Downer, man.
That's all right, man. We're almost there, Colonel. All right. Kiara, can't wait for the new remake. Yep. Hell yeah. That could work for Children of the Corn. Lorena digs it. Andy says, Warriors, come out and play. Outlander!
You're dead. Sorry. I didn't watch Warriors a couple weeks ago. My kids did not like it nearly as much as I ever have. I was like, oh, this was awesome. They gave too
much. Stylized gang violence at its best. Colonel, I've been trying to find out where you got that Jason Takes Manhattan shirt. Please share.
Fuck.
Probably a con.
I want to say it was Gutter Garbs, but it was one of their 72-hour deals. Like, you literally had 3 days to get it, or it was gone. I know they had a badass Friday 13th Part 2 one for the 40th anniversary over this past weekend. I did not get.
Just ended yesterday, I think.
Yeah, so like, I am holding on to my money. But it's like, I'm trying to get at least one Friday shirt for each film.
Mm.
I think the only one I'm missing, X and the 2009 at this point. I have one for every other film. So I'm getting there.
I think six is as high as mine go. I don't have anything beyond six. That's just me, though. Eh. Let's see. Oh, shit. There you go. Kira says, we need to make a shirt with Outlander on it. That's... Let me think it out.
We need to slow down on the shirts.
I'll just say, as a big tease, we thought of something so fucking cool. We're actually reaching out for licensing rights because it's that fucking cool. Okay? We want to make this one official. So stay tuned. Let's see. S. Michael, just what the world needs, another Children of the Frickin' Corn movie. Lowering expectations exponentially for this one. Okay.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
See, when you do that, and it's okay, you're kind of like, well, that was okay. All right, what do we got here? Oh, there's the Outlander thing, and Lorena says, Warriors is a great movie, but I bought the book for Chris, too. Yeah, it's a bit different, but it's still very cool. Yes, that is a tease. That's how they teach you in radio school how to tease something. And it's good, too. How about a hint, Colonel? Something, it's something current. I'll leave it at that. Plain as that.
Yeah, current's fair.
Current's fair. It's walking the line.
Speaking of walking the line, okay? Mm.
Oh, boy.
I jumped that motherfucker as soon as I found Crank wasn't going to be here. All right. So, like I said, I put big money into this. Really had to reach out. If we get shut down, I'm sorry. Okay?
Yes. If we do get shut down.
The intro needed to change. I'm sorry. The intro has been the same for, 2 years now? It's like, let me get this together, If I tell him, hey, dude, this cost me fucking $50 to put together. Maybe we'll be able to use it once. But I got to test it out on you guys first before we totally go live with it. All right. So, again, hope you enjoy it.
I have no clue what this is. I've not seen this.
No. So, yeah, like I said, tune into our YouTube channels. Let me, hopefully this is the new intro. It's not going to be, Crank brushing his golden locks with a knife, or me going to go take a shit, and I come out as Roy, and Zag eye fucking the camera. Something totally different. And like I said, it was about $50. It was $50 in a 12-pack to get this made, all right? That's a lot of money. There's some investing into this. There we go.
To your seat, baby, because this one's a screamer.
I'm sorry, I thought that was fucking hilarious. dude, that, like I said, the $50 in a 12-pack for wine, it was fucking, that's pricey. Well, luckily for me, this is Natty Ice, man, so.
That guy has got the moves. Oh, my God. Colonel.
What?
What's wrong with you, man?
Okay. There's a lot wrong with me if you guys haven't figured this out yet.
There you go. Patricia, she's dying over here. Luke's happy. Kira's happy. Patricia's happy. Yes. Death Curse Society 2 Electric Boogaloo. Boom. Yes. Purple. What the fuck did I just see? Yes. Sediments exactly. What the hell was that? We're...
I just know it's Bollywood's finest, man. That's all I said. I don't know. I wish I had a man. I didn't even want to put that scream in it. Like, I was going literally, that's going to end with the break, with the pop locking. But then I finished watching the clip. And he literally grabs that dude's tie, climbs up, and he starts smacking the shit out of him. I was like, I got to put that in there. And we didn't get shut down. We lost a lot of viewers.
Yeah.
We didn't
get shut down. You've pissed off 6-7 people. They've left, but that's all right. That's all right. Well, there you go, folks. There is the list for 1998. I think we did pretty good. We missed Crank, who's having a, you know, a bad trip over there in beautiful Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma! Oklahoma! Oh, oh, my ass meat!
I can't believe their old asses are making a new Jackass movie. Jesus Christ. I grew up on Jackass. That's my shit.
Dude, like the first day, two of them went to the hospital with serious injuries. And then they've kicked out Bam Margera. It's all falling apart now. It's like corporate Jackass now.
They've been corporate Jackass.
Yeah. I mean, they still had the illusion before, you know. Well, let's see. What do we got? Next week, we are talking, you know what's coming up next Sunday. It's Mother's Day, right? Well, yes. So, on Monday Maniacs, we are going to honor the mothers of horror right here. For you. Should be fun. I mean, I think of some obvious picks right off the top of my head. But Christy Hart Hoy, final girl of the Death Curse Society, will be joining us with her list live in the room with us here. You know, so who knows? You'll be able to smell the Colonel in person. Dig it.
Yeah, and that's we'll pretty back. Fucking good. You forget why I work.
That's true.
That's true. I get the good shit.
Well, I mean, it should be fun. I can think, again, that's, you know, Mothers of Horror. Oh, gosh, there's, I've got some deep cuts. I'm not even going to share my list at all. I'm just going to send it the last possible minute.
I can tell you who's not on my list. Here's a little, yeah. Nancy's mom from Nightmare on Elm Street will not be on the list.
That's a, could she's be a good thing.
She's a shitty mother, man.
Still Mother's Day.
But she's still a shitty mother. She don't deserve no praise.
She's a mother in horror.
But she sucks.
Mm. See,
I mean, I guess you say they all do. I mean, she's not any worse than the parents from Rugrats, but. Oh, why the fuck am I talking about Rugrats on a horror show?
Oh, my God. See, people love Jackass, too. Oh, here he's going. He was just asking what we're doing next week. Jackass is great. Hero says, yay for the mothers. Yes, mothers. 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 Trisha has stuff already. Purple Goth, I've missed the show on YouTube. I'm going to try and watch more now that I've moved. Also, love the Creep Show reviews you guys did. Just wish they could watch the Marilyn Manson one. Well, you know, you never know. Maybe things will cool down. Maybe he'll be found acquitted, and we'll be able to see the Marilyn Manson one. Damn. Don't know.
I'd like to watch it just so we would have got a longer season.
Yeah, I mean,
selfishly. But, yeah, they made the right move pulling that.
Now it's foolish though by playing that one at Christmas time early. They would have had an extra one here now. So,
that one sucked.
Patricia says, "Have a great night, everybody. You do the same." S. Michael, oh wow, yes, so many good ones. Good mothers, mothers of horror. Yep. Oh, the brain dead mom is a cool zombie. See, you're thinking. That's what I mean. It's going to be a good time. Please join us next week. I'll run through this shit real quick up here. You know the deal. Like, subscribe, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, Twitter. We're everywhere. Tell someone you know that likes horror. Get in here. Get them in here with us. Let's have some fun. I'm losing my voice. We got the store up, brand new shirts, including the brand new Hearst t-shirt.
Look at that bad boy.
I would see it.
It's glorious. It's in there. The Smith's Grove School of Driving shirt. There's more to come. We got the brand new I Love Horror featuring some of your favorite movie text. You'll have to check that out to see what I mean. But it's all there. Check it out. You can join the Final Girls at the subscription club for Death Curse Society. We're in get the perks, special things coming your way, merch. Join us on the show. It's all in here. You can, little as $3, you could join us and every month and get in, get some perks there. The second one is the Crazy Ralph. A step up, $10. And then for the Big Mac, it's $25, and you get all access, early access to content. It's all there. It's a good time. And, hey, people are hanging in with us thus far. They can tell you what we're doing.
Speaking of the merch, make sure to use coupon code THANKSMANIACS for $3 off your next order. That's not what I was going to mention, but, hey, we're discussing it. We got to try to iron out when we're going to ship your first set exclusive merch.
Exclusives, yes.
And I'll be honest with you, I really want the shirt because this was my idea.
Yes.
If you're offended, I apologize, but it came from here.
Colonel's fault.
It is my fault, but damn it, it's a fucking cool. That's a cool shirt. I'm like, man, it's, I gotta get one of those.
And it's harmless, and it's a pretty funny fucking joke, if I say so myself. Nice, Colonel.
I will
have one too, just so you know. You can check us out. If you can't watch us, you can still bring us along and listen to us in the earbuds at work. Because we're all over the place. The Death Curse Society audio podcast is here for you. Find it. It's free. And enjoy Death Curse Society wherever you go. All right. Colonel, you got anything else before we check out of here tonight?
Oh, keep your eyelids peeled to YouTube over the next few days. We've got a lot of shit coming your way. Got movie reviews for... Fuck, man. I'm not in brain fart because I can't remember the name of the title. The Boys from Happy Hell.
Yeah.
The Resort. That's a good one.
Listen, I will say you're not going to want to miss our review of The Resort because, frankly, some steam was let out during those reviews, okay? Some lids were flipped a little bit giving that review, okay? And I think it turned out quite amazing.
Yes.
We didn't hold back on these guys.
Also, be on the lookout. We also review the new Netflix film, Things Heard and Seen, or Things Seen and Heard. I don't know. Just we break out the berets. We play some bongo drums. Do some beatnik bullshit. Because that's the way it made us feel after watching it. And we also review the trailers for Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It. Initiation.
The Devil's Child.
Just peel it. Tune in. There's a lot of stuff. Like I said, even I'm having a hard time remembering it.
We've been busting our fucking asses to bring the content, and it's coming. It's all just getting edited as we speak, and we'll be divvying it out just like we do.
And fried berry.
Fried berry. That's the other one. That one looks fucking pretty nuts. I think that's going to be talked about in depth. After we watch it, it just looks like that kind of weird fucking movie. Okay. Everybody's caught up. Let's see. Oh, man, this thing went way up. Okay, it's everyone saying goodnight. Cool. I'm Zigzag. That is the Colonel. We are Death Curse Society. Thank you for joining us for Monday Maniacs. Damn, this is fun.
Don't get sick. Wash your dick. See you Summer's Eve.
Get well, Crank. We'll see you next week. Everybody have a great fucking night, and we'll see you. Death Curse Society is out.